Nashville's greatest hits, Hippie Radio 94.5. Special guest, birthday boy himself, John Kay, calling the station this morning. And it's so good to hear your voice again, man. I appreciate you calling here today. How's Mama doing? You guys still doing the work with the helping out the elephants and alike?
Yeah, in fact, that's something I'll take a quick moment to kind of give you some info. Because I have now, you know, the whole year to myself in terms of the calendar and how to fill it with things, because Steppenwolf is no longer performing, I'm on a doing something else, and it's the kind of thing that you see in performing arts centers and the like. And it's called Born to be Wild, From Rock Star to Wildlife Advocate, John Kay of Steppenwolf and His Journey of Transformation. And it's basically a multimedia presentation that I narrate, you know, lots of video clips and tons of still images, kind of like an hour and 15-minute version of a long TED Talk. And it's all about how, over the course of time, you know, I tell my own personal story as well as the history of the band Steppenwolf, and of course how gradually in the last 15 years I and my lifelong partner Jutta, the two of us became increasingly involved with people who dedicated their lives to preserving what remains of our living treasures out there and to try and support them as best we can financially and otherwise with our little family foundation. So this presentation, Born to be Wild, is really about raising awareness, because we've found that there are lots of people out there who, once they know what is being destroyed on our planet, things that will be taken from their grandchildren and future generations, they care, and they want to know who's doing something about it, and who can they trust with their money. And so this whole presentation is really designed to see what we are doing here, meaning we're the bridge between the boots on the ground in Africa and Borneo and those at home who want to help but want a little information as to who's doing a great job of protecting Mother Nature.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I really do. I mean, you know, I'm an animal lover myself. My biggest animal lovers are my dogs, obviously, but I care about all species on this planet. Now, me and you may differ a little bit on snakes, brothers. I'm just telling you.
Well, you know, we have
snakes. Snakes don't get along. I'm just telling you.
Well, when we lived just a little near Franklin, Tennessee, for 17 years out in the woods. We have this thing, which is all the critters who were here before, you know, we leave them in peace.
Yeah.
But just around the house, you know, the snakes ought to find another place to live. You know, they were not really welcome.
Yeah, I get it. You know, speaking of that, and we miss you, by the way, in our residencies of this area. I came across a song that you did one time. Speaking of different facets of your musical genres, a song that sounded so country, and as a matter of fact, it had a title that was real country, called Moonshine. Do you remember cutting that song?
Oh yeah, I do indeed. It was, I think, written by one of the fellows who was in a band that was called Five Man Electrical Band.
Is that right?
And Moonshine we cut on my second solo album.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, on my first solo album, I did a version of You Win Again.
Really?
Of course, that first album was called Forgotten Songs and Heroes. And of course, one of my heroes isn't he everybody's, you know, is Hank Williams.
Sure.
And so he wrote such an incredible number of really tremendous songs that You Win Again was one of my favorites. And while I'm talking about Hank Williams, you know, he had another side to him that some people don't know about.
Sure.
And it was he recorded an album or two under the name Luke the Drifter.
Yes.
And on those albums were songs about what I consider to be the heart of Hank Williams, because it spoke to his humanity and his compassion and you know, sympathy for those who, you know, need our sympathy and compassion, our fellow human beings who are not doing so well.
Yeah.
So Hank Williams is, as he is to millions of others, one person who influenced me musically and my thinking about music.
Yeah, that's cool. Real cool. I got to play a clip of this. This is so cool. John Kay, Moonshine on Hippie Radio.